This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast.
My name's Brendan McLean, and you're listening to Mad Wednesdays.
That's right, it's Mad Wednesdays on Joy 94.9. And have you been noticing that it seems to be getting colder and colder lately? I know I have, but there's one reason why I like when winter comes around each and every year. It's because ski season hits town. And for the past 5 years, I've been going to Gay Ski Week Australia. And joining me on the line is Adam from Points of Difference Events and Touring to tell me a little bit about it. Adam, how are you?
I'm very well, Dean, and yes, it is getting wonderfully frosty and fabulous.
It's the one upside of this cold weather, isn't it? We get to hit the slopes.
Oh, it's great, because it means you can do things like, you know, cuddle by fires and, you know, drink mulled wine and hop into hot tubs.
Oh, look,
those sort of exciting things.
Nothing wrong with that. It sounds fantastic to me. Now, last year we chatted to you because you were celebrating the 10th year of Gay Ski Week Australia, which was really exciting. And now here you are for the 11th year of this fantastic festival that celebrates queerness in the snow.
Oh, look, it's just getting bigger and better each year. The exciting thing last year is that we actually added Falls Creek to our program. We've been visiting Mount Hotham for many years, and last year by adding Falls Creek, we could double our fun by having two resorts, and then we extended the program out, so we're actually doing 10 days this year as well. And Falls Creek is, I mean, both resorts are fantastic. Hotham is an amazing upside-down village, which is really unusual. So the resort's at the top of the mountain, and usually they're at the bottom.
Yeah, I was about to say, what does upside down mean?
Yeah, so I mean, usually you have to, you know, get out of your chalet, and then you've got to take the chairlift up to the top of the mountain, and then you ski
or
down.
Or with something, get up a bus and go up the mountain round and round in circles, but that's not what happens with Gay Ski Week, is it?
Oh, God, no, we're all on mountain. This is the beautiful thing. And Falls Creek's got this wonderful sort of alpine village. It's more European, is sort of the way it's described, but it's this wonderful little village that's wrapped around the mountain, and that we get to, you basically ski down to breakfast, which is the really fun thing. But it's all on mountain, and we've got these amazing views, this fantastic accommodation that's there, and as I said, hot tubs on the balcony, so it's actually quite fun.
Oh, look, so you don't have to worry if you're not a skier, there's still plenty of things for you to do?
There is so much to do, it's not funny. One of the great things about Falls Creek particularly is that you can actually grab a scenic lift pass and ride the chair up to an area called Cloud Nine, which is a fantastic restaurant up on the mountain. We actually do a picnic on the peak there where we actually have a DJ and we have a lunch that's up there.
It's so much fun. Now, I've actually been there. I've been a part of Gay Ski Week Australia for the past 5 years. And last year, you're right, it was the first time we went to Hotham, and it was, Falls Creek. We were at Hotham before, and both resorts are so fantastic. What I think is really exciting about it all is you pack in this amazing program full of pride, and there's so much for everyone to do. So during the day, everyone gets to hit the mountain and get their ski on. But at night, there's so much going on.
Oh, it's amazing. I mean, as you well know, we have this fantastic host that comes along called Frock Hudson.
Yes, I've heard of Frock. I've heard of them.
Who actually brings a drag bag packed full of films, entertainers, DJs. It's actually a really full-on program. There's drag bingo. We do a drag pub crawl. There's a film night that's there. We do parties and dinners. And even over at Mount Hotham, where the program is a little bit more laid back and relaxed, we actually do more things in the chalet that's a bit more home style.
Like, I remember last year what was really great, we actually had like a sauce-making competition, and we made our own pasta, and everyone made pasta sauce. It was a whole heap of fun.
You were up to your elbows in flour. That was the amazing thing.
So this is absolutely fantastic. Gay Ski Week Australia kicks off from the 3rd of September and goes for 10 days, starting at Falls Creek and keeping on going all during the weekend, and then moves along to Hotham. It's a program filled with so much fun. I think one of the things each and every year that everyone comes back and talks about is the fact that you do get to be on the snow, like you were saying before. You know, you don't have to hop in a bus or anything. You can ski straight from your chalet.
Oh, it is true ski in and ski out accommodation, which is like, if you go overseas, like to New Zealand, you can't do that. And it's the great thing about Australia is that we have these fantastic resorts. They're in the national park, so they're protected. We're on snow. You're in this alpine environment. The the scenery is stunning, the skiing is great, and the resorts have really good powder that's there with them as well.
Now, you've been doing this for 11 years, so you must be a really good skier, Adam.
I'm absolutely brilliant when it comes to skiing, except I don't get the time.
Oh, okay.
I'm actually skiing is not my forte. I have gone out there a couple of times, and I actually reckon I need to give snowboarding a try next time. But I unfortunately spend a lot of my time running around and making sure that all of our guests have a good time, because that's what we actually are doing for them, is we're making sure that they have the best ski holiday that they can have.
And I'm just taking a look at the program. It seems to be chock-a-block. There's short films, there's the pub crawl, there's a degustation. There's so much going on and so many different types of celebrations. You've even got a Pride Day, which has got a picnic on the peak in the afternoon, which is where you were saying before, at the top of the mountain at Falls Creek, and then a Stonewall Stingray Takeover.
Yes, and also on that same day is the actual Rainbow Run, which is the most amazing thing to see. And if you haven't been to the snow and seen a rainbow flag on the snow,
the colours
look fantastic. And we grab the guys, we give them rainbow flags, and they go skiing down the mountain and boarding, doing a rainbow run. And this is how we bring the rainbow colours to the mountain and actually do a bit of a Pride Day as a result.
Now, I've put some of the pictures up on our Mad Wednesday social media and on my Twitter, where you can see everyone in the snow with the fabulous flags. But if you actually go to the Gay Ski Week Australia Facebook page, you'll see this gorgeous video where last year's snowboarders and skiers are at the top of Falls Creek, and everyone's there partying and waving and actually skiing with their flags on. And it looks absolutely amazing to see that kind of pride in the snow.
And it's what's really lovely is that the resorts are incredibly welcoming to our community there as well. And in fact, last year Falls Creek flew the rainbow flag for the first time while we were there. So that and the actual resort, what's the word? Rainbow-fied? Their logo for the week that we were there. So we're getting this really lovely support from the resorts that are looking to actually be more inclusive in what they're doing. So it's a very welcoming event. Like, everyone's welcome to come, skiers and non-skiers. This is the thing, we don't discriminate. You can be a non-skier as well.
There's still plenty for you to do.
There is plenty. And there are things like there's tobogganing, there's dog sledding, there's snowshoe tours.
Oh, look, I could just curl up with a good book by the fire.
Oh, look, the fires are fantastic. You can actually sit in your apartment and look out onto the snowfields and see people go skiing past, or sit in your hot tub with a glass of red wine.
So what's really great about this is actually you take a whole group of LGBTI-identifying people or queer people from all around Australia who want to be a part of it, and they all kind of just come together. So I know, as I've been there before, there's plenty of people who come back each and every year, but every year there seems to be newbies that come along, and it just seems to be a nice little skiing community that grows. But skiing can be something that's really daunting for people.
Yeah, look, and the nice thing about this event, and it's something that the company and the business prides itself on, is we make everyone feel welcome. You know, we have hosts there, and that's my role, and indeed that's something that you support us in when you're there, in both of your guises.
With my wigs.
Yes, indeed. Indeed. It's actually making people feel welcome. And this year we've got guests coming from Sydney and Melbourne, from regional New South Wales, Victoria, Perth, Queensland, and Beverly Hills. So they're coming from everywhere.
So you were saying there's a 10-day program. So does that mean everyone signs up for the whole 10 days?
No. So what's really great about having the two resorts is that we can offer people different programs that suit them. This year there's a 5-day program at Falls Creek and then a 5-day program at Hotham. So you can split it. If you're if you've only got the weekend free, you can get a weekender pass and come to Falls Creek and spend the weekend there and get a couple of days skiing in. If Falls Creek's a little bit more event and party focused, and Hotham's a little bit more laid back. But the great thing about when we get to Hotham is there's not a lot of crowds, and you can get out there and do these fantastic runs, and there's no one to sort of get in your road.
Well, Adam, this sounds absolutely fantastic. Gay Ski Week Australia is kicking off at Hotham's Creek. Where's my brain? Falls Creek Resort from the 3rd of September, and then moving along to Hotham Alpine Resort. So if you want to know any more details, you can simply go to Facebook and look at the Gay Ski Week Australia Facebook page. There's a link to it on all of our social media. But you've also got a website as well, haven't you?
We do, yep. They can simply, people can simply go to pointsofdifference.com and there's links then through to the Gay Ski Week pages. But Facebook's a great place to start.
So if skiing's your thing, you absolutely want to get along to this, go and check out those details because it sounds great. Or if you've just been thinking about celebrating Pride in a different way, it's a little bit active, a little bit sporty or even restful, then why not get along and enjoy winter in a different way?
Absolutely. There is something for everyone, even if it means you're just sitting there and having a really good time in the snow.
Well, Adam, thank you so much for chatting us today. We're going to have to do some calls when you're actually in the snow and find out how all the Rainbow Pride is going.
I think there'll be a snowball of fun going on.
Oh, it sounds great. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, guys.
You're on Mad Wednesdays on Joy 94.9.
You've been listening to a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast, driving you home and keeping you sane for your hump day. Live every Wednesday from 4 on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.